Here to go.
Hey everybody, it's the Couch Critiques. My name's Riker. We're here to talk about the movie Tremors today. I'm joined by my co-host, Chandler.
What up?
Mason.
He is here. Let's just... I'm looking right at him. Let's just say that.
I am here today.
Any new listeners won't be able to recognize his voice, but that's okay. He's the one asshole that didn't respond. Brendan!
What's up, you bastards?
Okay, that's aggressive. It's almost as aggressive as the theme music for this that I just found, because I don't think that any of the other songs, like when I watched this movie, it was all like kind of lighthearted music. That was way more intense than anything I heard in the movie.
I didn't know the movie had a theme song.
No.
There's the song Reba sings at the end.
Yeah.
But
good old Reba.
Reba.
Reba McIntyre.
So yeah.
Did you ever watch her show?
Mm-hmm.
With the one where she's a single mom.
Single mom who works two jobs.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Who didn't watch that?
Reba?
It's great.
Yeah.
Self-titled.
Good show.
It's like Ellen. good show.
Yeah, let's
do that episode for that.
Did they ever say the name of the movie in the movie?
Tremors?
Yeah. Where they're like, there's tremors.
I don't think
they say vibrations.
They
specifically avoided the word tremors.
Yeah, I don't think they say tremors.
They don't.
Yeah, not that I noticed.
They say every word for tremors, but tremors.
they notice all that shaking.
All the vibrations.
Hold on, why are you asking that question? I should do it before we start. I guess I should implement a new part of the podcast. Did everybody actually watch the watch the movie this week, sir, for the podcast?
Yes,
what movie was it?
Yes.
I watched the sixth one. No, I watched this one.
Does anybody know how many there were?
How many tremors? There's three. There's four.
Seven and like TV shows.
Oh, I thought you meant like the worms, not the movie.
Oh, the worms. There's four worms.
There were five.
There were five.
Don't they kill one and she says there's four more?
They kill one and there's three more.
Four. I thought she said there was four more after she said we killed them.
There's seven movies.
Okay.
I didn't know there was a TV show, though.
Yeah, on Sci-Fi. It ran for one season.
Wow, wait a minute.
Was Bert in that one as well?
Must have been good.
No.
I feel like that's the only movie.
I feel like the way you looked at me, it was like a fuck you now.
Maybe
like,
you got me on one over on me there. No. I don't think he was
and
in that one.
And how dare you for asking, you asshole?
No.
So we watched.
This was a fan pick.
We watched Tremors this week as picked by Brittany. I talked to her briefly about why she picked it. And that was just because it has a. She said it holds a place in her heart. She doesn't really know why.
Okay.
She just, when she looks back at it, she gets the warm and fuzzies.
This movie
kind of sucked.
This movie holds its own as far as nostalgia.
Well, this movie was made in the 90s.
I know. I was mistaken. 1990 coming out hot for the 90s.
But, Mason, if it came out in the 90s, it must have been filmed in the 80s.
Excellent point. I am mad that I didn't think of that. They probably started filming this in 87.
Probably.
They filmed it in 82, and they just held on to it. They were hoping Kevin Bacon's career really took off. Somebody in this movie has to become really famous, and we'll watch it right after.
They came out with this, and then Jurassic Park came out. They're like, fuck.
Yeah, they fucking...
Damn it. We were too early on the dinosaur game. We watched Tremors this week. Fan pick.
Fox movie.
That's not what it was. That's all right.
What did he
speaking
say?
Speaking of Michael J. Fox, do you want to give me the cast for this one? Or
roll with the cast.
Somebody will have to go through the other stuff. I do not have a list in front of me. Because I am ill-prepared.
That's not the cast.
You're allowed.
That's the house I was looking at.
After the last couple weeks, you're allowed to have an off week.
Thanks, right. Dad.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
Pardon my French.
Director, you got Ron Underwood, and then into the cast, you have Kevin Bacon as Valentine McKee, then you have a friend.
Hold on, sorry. I watched this movie last night.
Yeah.
That was his fucking name?
Valentine, yeah.
Fuck yeah, Valentine. Yeah.
We got half Val. Our
shirts on. They call him Val.
I just say that didn't register at all. I will say his heart-shaped belt makes way more sense now.
Fuck that's you. Really,
I had that too.
Heart-shaped belt?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
It's a women's belt.
Yeah. Oh,
they couldn't find a men's belt. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
They wanted a heart belt.
Again, I'm still prepared, but I did notice he was wearing a very cool belt. I was like, oh, that's interesting. He's got a heart. Is it because he's the love interest of the movie? Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
You got Fred Ward as Earl Bassett, Finn Carter as Rhonda LeBeck, Michael Gross as Burt Gummer.
Dude, what a last name. Gummer? Isn't that what you used to do in the 8th grade?
Well, I had a full set of teeth.
Used to get gummers back in the 8th grade.
You get gummies from older people with no teeth. Right. Which the head is probably
Why are we still
amazing.
Talking about this? Why are we still talking about this? We should have moved on 10 days ago.
We got
Reba McEntire.
Oh, hell yeah.
As Heather Gummer.
Bert's
Bobby love. Jacoby as Melvin Plug. Charlotte Stewart as Nancy. Tony. Oh, Jesus. Tony Guillermo as Miguel.
Oh, it's probably Tony Guillermo.
G-A-R-O.
It's Gennaro, I think.
Oh, is it Gennaro? Yes. I'm not looking at a list.
Guillermo?
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro. That's a Spanish name, and the guy he was talking about is Spanish, so I took a swing.
I just need to say this. Because nobody can see us. Riker's on strike right now to see how much effort everybody put in this week, and then he'll pull out his phone and start participating. All he has in his hand is the microphone and a glass of whiskey, and, and with his legs crossed, he goes, "All right, motherfuckers."
Last week, not watching the movie, no one else looked up any information on the movie at all, so I feel like I don't have to do anything. For a while, all guys.
Right. Hell yeah.
We had stuff on Half Us.
You did not. You that was one of the first things you're like. I said, "Oh, Brendan probably really likes." I wouldn't say that I know all like the fact stuff because Brendan really likes looking up facts. And he's like, "I actually didn't look up any facts on this movie."
That's true.
I've got good recall. That's how I remembered the fucking belt. All right. Tell me about Guillermo.
Guillermo, the cast kind of fades off and it just background characters.
Who is Walter? Do you have the person for Walter? The shop owner?
That's Victor Wong.
Is he in like... Because I recognized him. Is he like... I'm asking everybody because I don't know. Was he in like Little China or like Big Trouble in Little China?
Yeah.
I thought he looked familiar, but I couldn't place where the hell he was from.
Is that the movie where he's like the super racist fucking like dude who lives upstairs?
Dude, I'm going to be... I'll be 100%... That is fucking Breakfast with Tiffany's that you're thinking of right there. And that is a white man. That's why it's super racist. I was going to say, I haven't watched Big Trouble in Little Chinatown, which I know is a huge problem. It's something I should watch and will at some point, but I haven't watched it. But I do recognize him because I've seen clips and stuff from that movie.
What's more racist?
What you just said.
A white guy playing that role? Or, what's the dude who played in all the Western movies? John Wayne playing Genghis Khan. What's more racist?
The whitest man in the world or a Chinese guy being racist?
Yes.
I don't know.
Sorry, Brittany, we're off the rails already.
Flip of a coin.
Okay.
You forgot the lady's daughter. Did you recognize her?
Oh, I did recognize that she was somebody, but I didn't place her.
No. She's the girl in the first Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
You're nodding your head. You know.
Yeah.
I knew she looked familiar, but I could not. I will also point out that the one name that really resonated with me from your list, because you named off a bunch of people, Earl is up there, Bert, and just because those ones. But Nancy, I think they say the name Nancy 175 times in this movie. They're just Kevin Bacon is constantly screaming that woman's name. Yeah,
Nancy.
Yeah.
Get out of move, Nancy.
Anyway,
and that's the cast.
That's the cast.
What are we looking at the budget?
I'll take that.
I don't think I've ever done the budget before.
I thought he did the top 10 movies.
Don't you normally do the budget? I did the budget last time.
Yeah. Riker ain't doing shit this week.
I got it. Variance here. 6.4 to 10 million is the range that I see here. Box office, 16.7 million. We'll talk more about that. I got some fun numbers later.
I had to get a picture.
Do you have other movies that came out that year?
That's my job.
No, you were supposed to go through the movies. And then he talks about the top ten box office.
Yeah, yeah. You do the movies.
Well, I don't want to ruin his list.
No, you won't ruin the list because they might not even overlap. Yeah, I'm sure they will a little bit because they're popular. But
all right, so we had some real heavy hitters in 1990. Just so you know,
nothing compared to 2007.
Right. Anyway, some heavy hitters here. 1990, Misery. That was a good one, in my opinion.
Name the actress from the movie Misery.
Never heard of it.
Kathy Bates.
There Kathy it is, Bates.
Boom. Misery? You've never heard of Misery?
That's crazy.
Misery is about a...
You don't know who Kathy Bates is?
I know the name, I just can't put the face
on it. Fried Green Tomatoes?
Waterboy's mom?
Yeah.
She like captures that guy in her house and
it's her favorite author.
He wrecks his car. I thought he was an author.
He's an author. He wrecks his car. She saves him from the wrecked car, and then he's bedridden. And when he's getting well enough to leave, she hobbles him. Oh. Yeah,
that's what she did to Buddy the Elf's dad.
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Go ahead, Chandler. So I was figuring that was a good question. Mason's young, so I figured I'd hit him with some trivia there.
It is a good movie. Based off Stephen King book. You should try it. Tom Cruise in Days of Thunder. Even if you don't like NASCAR, that was a good movie. Goodfellas.
Oh, one of Chandler's favorites.
Yeah, long time.
Instant classic on my list.
Thank you.
Kindergarten Cop, the original Stephen King It.
Oh.
Who was the clown in the original Stephen King It?
Jesus fuck, I can't think of his name.
Are you kidding me?
He was the bellhop from fucking Home Alone 2. I can't just think of it.
And the butler in Clue, let's go.
Fuck, I don't know his
last name. Indian food.
He said Tim Burton, dude.
Tim Burton. I said Tim Curry.
Oh, I thought you said Tim Burton.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
All right.
Tim Burton.
All right, sorry.
And last one I had that I thought about mentioning was Back to the Future 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got, Brennan.
Top 10 worldwide grossers from 1990. Number one, Ghost, $505 million.
I was thinking it'd be Walmart.
Two, Home Alone, 476.
Okay.
Three, Pretty Woman, 463.
Okay.
Four, Dancing with Wolves, 424.
Never saw.
Five, Total Recall, 261.
Ooh.
Total Recall, I forgot about that.
Six, Back to the Future Part 3, 244. Seven, Die Hard 2, 240. Eight, Presumed Innocent, 221. Nine, fuck yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The first one, 202. And 10, Kindergarten Cop at 91.
Okay. Well, we only had two movies crossed. Yeah, so, no, that worked. That worked out good.
You guys watched Dreams, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, I think out of all of the Back to the Futures, I think the third one was really flying on the coattails of the other two.
They just had to end it.
I mean, it's like...
You didn't like it?
In comparison to the other two, no. It wasn't as good as the other two, for sure.
I agree.
I think the second one is the best.
Yeah, they do a good job of tying things together in that one. Like, hey, remember all these, like, back when this was happening? Well, this shit was also happening behind it. And then they go to the third one, and it was like, Wild West!
Was the second one the one where they went to the past, or is that where when they went to
the future? They go to the future, but I think they end up in the... they end up back in the past, too, after that.
Because where was the first one? The first one was all back in the past,
yeah. Okay. And then it ends with him going to the dance... And, like, you know, saving his parents' marriage.
Yeah.
And then in the next one, they go to the future and see how his life turned out.
And then
they got to go back to stop Biff from getting the almanac.
McFly!
And when they do that, oh, my God. What's more racist?
Sorry.
But yeah, they're going to go back to the past, and then they end up kind of crossing over with a lot of the stuff they did in the first movie in that one. So
I take that back. I think the first one's better than the second one.
Can you beat originals?
No, there shouldn't, be sequels.
Revenge of the Sith was the best Star Wars ever, and I'll die on that hill.
Star Wars don't count.
Actually, it's fresh in my mind. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is a sequel.
And that's better than the original.
That's better than the
original. That's better than European Vacation. Or that's better than Wally World.
Come out you don't think Vacation like is the best?
I think Christmas Vacation is the best quotable. One. And that's the third one.
I think, I mean, it's probably because it's a holiday one, but I think, why did Vacation get three spinoffs then if it wasn't the best thing?
I don't know, man. That's probably one of the top also, Christmas movies.
The kids weren't even the same. They just, like, changed all of them every time. I would also argue
Home Alone 2 better than Home Alone 1.
I remember Home Alone 1.
No. I'll fight you on that one.
The pigeon lady freaked me out. The pigeon lady freaked me out. Anyway.
I digress.
Do you want to give... Can you give a synopsis without your phone while you're drinking over there, sir?
Yes.
If you don't want to, since you're on strike, I can do it.
No, I'm just taking a vacation.
I'm taking
vacation.
Let's get Mason's version.
That's why I said that. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Have at it. And then I'll give the real one.
So, two gay cowboys are working.
They're not gay, dude.
18 naked cowboys at ranch.
Wanting to be... Okay, anyway.
They're not gay.
No. They just live together and, you know, have all of their assets tied together.
Curious,
they're not bisexual, maybe
cowboys.
Dude, he has a sun visor full of women, and as soon as he mentions that the girl, the college student, the girl, they drive off the frickin' road, dude.
Double life.
He's absolutely right. You know, what's that other movie about cowboys? The
Brokeback Mountain?
That was the one, yeah.
And he had a whole wife?
Yeah, had a whole set. Yeah, that's fine. That's cool. That's cool.
Anyway.
I like your version. Go.
Two gay cowboys working for money, and they're not making enough, and they want to get out of this town called
Perfection.
And they want to get out of this town. Well, they end up meeting this fucking college student who's doing seismograph stuff.
He's got to turn this into a porn, like, dude.
She's like, is anyone doing any drilling or anything around here?
And they're like, besides, they look at each other knowingly, and they're like, no.
They're like, oh, somebody's drilling. We're digging. So they go, no, nothing's happening. They drive back to the town, and they're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. So they go to go leave. And then they meet, or they didn't meet him, but some crazy kook is stuck up in a power line, and they send the bottom to go up top to go check it out. Turns out that the guy's dead from dehydration. A bunch of exposition happens. They end up finding out the reason he was up there and died from dehydration was because these Michael J. Fox creatures that tremor and shake through the ground are following them. So they're
Back to the Future.
I'm so glad we made this a segment.
So they go, oh, okay, well, we probably gotta, you know, go kill them or something. Well, no, they went to go leave. So they left, and then the
They were gonna leave everybody to die.
Dude. Yeah, so, well,
they didn't know what was going on at the time.
Well, they went to go leave. They were like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird. We better get the fuck out of here. So they leave. And the fucking, what do they call them, worms or some shit?
Graboids is what they call
them. The graboids or whatever, and try to attack them, and they end up killing one by some off fucking chance. So then they go back to Perfection, tell everyone about it, and they're all like, you guys are just weird and gay. Just get out of here.
The word gay was never said in this movie.
It's heavily implied. Anyway, and they end up attacking another old couple, and then they go to go leave again to get out of Perfectionville, or Perfection.
Just get Perfection, you're good.
To get out of Perfection, yeah, and they end up finding a bunch of dead people, and they're like, this shit's real. So then they drive back, and then they tell them, like, they're dying, they're getting closer, and they're like, yeah, okay. And then it does actually attack, and they're like, oh, fuck, and then they... the whole town bands together and they end up killing them.
No mention of the sheep, I'm surprised.
No.
I thought he would have said something about the sheep.
Is he spot on? You don't even have to say anything.
That is spot on.
Sum it up.
It's way more detailed than I would have given. I would say...
Sum it up, two lovers defend a town from worms.
That's... put that on the box, baby.
Yeah.
Put it on the box.
I like it.
Yeah. Two cowboys decide they're going to leave town and end up getting held up because the town is being attacked by worms from the prehistoric era or pre-prehistoric era. And they end up fighting to kill them and help all the townspeople survive.
Yeah.
That's it. Perfect. He nailed it.
Perfect.
Hey, what can I say?
He gave way more detail than I would have. But I appreciate it. Also, the guy that was up on the power line, his name was Edgar.
Edgar.
I thought it was
like Fred. He was on a water tower.
I thought it was
Fred. No, he was on a power line.
It was a power line. The girl was on the water tower.
He was on the power line.
Okay.
With the Winchester.
Well, fuck me. Yeah, he was up there in his jacket
he always wears. I don't want to jump ahead. Do you get a weapon list on this bad boy?
I don't think I had to because what they used was an Uzi. They used a Colt 1911.
I said not right now.
Oh.
We'll get to that. I thought you were going to say, I don't think it had to because they had every weapon ever. Because it's like the fucking base of the wall. It's everything.
So I've never made. I'm sorry. I just pictured you at home starting and stopping the movie every time they switched frames when they were panning over the guns trying to figure out what each gun he had in his basement.
So if I am going to do it, I'm only going to do the ones that they shoot.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I do have my list up for the kill count, if you guys want the kill count.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How many kills do you think there were in this movie?
I'm going to go with...
We're including on-screen the worms.
Are we including the guy who died from dehydration?
Yeah, he was... I think I included... when I do my counts, I do meaningful deaths, I guess, at least. So, it's part of the movie because he was there.
We're counting the sheep.
The sheep are... I've never counted animals.
So, do you count the worms?
I didn't count. Those are animals, and I wouldn't count them.
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm going to say 8.
Oh, it's not that many. Hold up. Is it 5?
We have an 8. We have a 5.
7.
Oof. He's going with the under.
We have an 8.
Is it 8?
Yep.
Fuck!
It's 8?
Edgar?
Yeah. Power line.
Oh, fuck, I forgot the Chinese guy.
The gardener.
Racist.
Oh, shit, I forgot the gardener.
The gardener, Fred. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you get the road workers.
Two road workers, Walter too.
Fred. Oh, actually, you know what? That's 9. I have road workers only counted once, so that's 9 in total.
Two. Yeah, it was 2.
So there's 2 there. And then Doc Jim, Doc's wife, rescue person that was on the other side. We didn't see him. It was just a helmet with blood on it. Or them. That's why I wrote rescue person. And then the store owner, Walter. And then Nestor was also killed.
I felt bad for Walter.
I felt bad for Nestor.
Nestor. I felt bad for Walter.
Nestor got ripped through a fucking tire and then dragged underground screaming for like 30, 40 feet. That was the most fucked up death in the whole movie.
Yeah, it was a good death, though.
It was, yeah. That's just the way they pull him out.
I thought I was going to see more people get ripped in half.
This movie was... this movie was rated R before I watched it. It's actually PG-13.
What?
Yeah.
It was going to be R. Even cut enough swear words. They cut over 20 swears to get to PG-13.
Even though they got Kevin Bacon.
Fuck!
You get one fuck for PG-13. That was the fuck. Yeah.
That was the fuck.
Yeah.
What is the genre of this movie?
I want to say
that's science. Good ass question.
I want to say science fiction.
Because my other question is
action.
Whatever genre of movie this is, what genre would you put it as? Because if it's not horror, it's not scary. I mean, maybe thriller, but I almost got the sense of there were more funny moments in this movie than there were.
Wikipedia says it is a American monster comedy horror film. And I like how that's monster described. Comedy, I guess it's a monster movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it a horror movie. Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it a thriller.
No.
But I do think
it's funny. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I kind of put it in the category of Aliens because Aliens still had its humor. I wouldn't call Aliens horror.
We have an Earl sympathizer here.
Excuse me?
Earl at one point during the when they're all like trying to figure out what
they're
it is.
From outer space.
My bet's on outer space. I think I would go with I would say dark comedy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they take what should be a scary situation, but it's never scary. No. Except for, like, I would say maybe the point where the doctor and his wife, it's dark out. That's the only only death it's during the night.
It's the creepiest part.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
Can I note that what better way to start a movie than Kevin Bacon taking a piss?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like the opening of that. Oh. That was funny.
I did not like how his jeans were not as tight as they were in Footloose.
Well, hey, real quick, I know we did the synopsis and we did the kill count, but yeah. I would feel remiss if I didn't do the normal shut the goddamn podcast off and go watch the movie.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen this classic...
I thought you were going to tell me to shut the hell up. If
you're the one person on the planet that hasn't seen this movie
yet... I had not seen this movie before.
I had either.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No.
Are you lying?
I had not seen it previously.
I love it when that happens, because I think... I feel like this... The point of this podcast, for me anyway, I feel like, is to watch stuff that I wouldn't have watched before. So the opportunities that I get to watch some things that I might enjoy
is whatnot. I am gonna ask Brittany at some point after this episode gets released if she... I think she likes this movie because she has a hidden crush on Kevin Bacon.
I cannot get past his fucking nose. His fucking pig nose, dude. I can't get past this.
I thought he looked very fit in the movie. I thought he's a good looking dude.
He looked good.
Yeah, he looks great.
Actually,
but it's just
he looks good. Nose. Fred Ward looks fucking better.
Fred Ward fucks.
Fred Ward is a badass.
If you show Kara a picture of those two and said, which one would you prefer, she would go Fred Ward all the time. And that's
Fred Ward.
I would too.
I mean, he's not a bad looking dude. I don't know what the ages were, because typically when I look up stuff, I'm curious, I'll look at that. I actually really love the scene where they're in the shop after she's had to remove her pants to get out of the barbed wire.
Oh, I want to talk a lot about that.
Which, by the way, like, that's a very fucked up. He's side eyeing them. The way you looked at it is like he was like it was more creepy. I think he was looking at those two as just like kind of like a like,
yeah.
You guys like each other.
You two are gonna fuck.
Get together.
The whole scene.
There's a panty shot.
No, I know, but the whole scene where like she's caught in a barbed wire and he's like, "You gotta take your pants off."
Yeah,
I was like,
"You gotta
wow.
take your pants off." Yeah.
Oh, I'm like,
"Yeah." And then Chandler's like, "What was it? It was PG-13, right?" PG-13.
No, seriously, no,
it's dumb.
It's PG-13. But it's actually rated PG-13 and with sexual content. Where is the sexual content?
It's gotta be the butt.
The kiss at the end?
No, it's gotta be the panty shot.
Yeah, it's gotta be that.
I guess.
There wasn't anything else.
Yeah, that's the only...
The granny panty
shot? Unless you're gonna talk about the fact that the worms look like dicks.
The one thing I did want to say, though, you guys were talking about the opening and how, like, the opening was... I thought that it was a very... I don't know, a great cinematography, writing.
Area.
No, like there was a great shot there.
Yeah,
but they reel it all the way back in at the very end of the movie. It's the same shot.
It's the same exact.
Mm-hmm. Really? They're in the same spot.
They're in the same spot.
And when he falls out of the back of the truck, it's like he's falling out of the, like the worm coming off the cliff. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's deep, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And they foreshadowed the stampede.
You get some goosebumps when that happened? I was like, oh shit, that's the same shit.
There's some good like detail stuff like that. And the like, same thing happened. Like, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Predator, right? They do all these things that have like, you know, you might not think about it the first time through, but when you're like really going back through the movie again, you're like, there's a lot of
foreshadowing in this movie.
I can see why they made seven other movies.
I've only seen the first one. That was funny. I was getting the movie off of Britain. Because she like I was like, if I don't have to spend fucking $4 to watch a movie, I'm not gonna do it. Same. I was like, hey, we're gonna run together. Can I have your copy of the movie? So I went and got the copy of the movie for her. She's like, if you're feeling interested, you could watch all four of them. And I said, oh no, Brittany, you are unaware that there are actually seven. And she was like, seven? Like she was shocked for somebody that likes the movie. Granted, I don't know if she likes 2, 3, 4. I know she likes Tremors. I don't know if she likes the rest of them.
It definitely has its cult viewing.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, if you're picking a movie for cult viewing status, this over Leprechaun 2 is probably your better bet, or Troll 2, or whatever the hell it was.
Leprechaun Goes to the Ghetto.
Any one of those weirdos. This was actually like pretty decently shot. Honestly, one thing. I know it's not one of our questions, and like you guys can start asking those whenever. Yeah. I don't have them. That's why I'm not doing it.
I have a couple from your list, Brendan.
I don't have my list up.
He didn't do shit.
He's just like, fuck it.
But the one thing I wanted to say I thought was great and really well done about this movie, you could play this, you could remake this movie right now or put this movie out. Like, there's nothing in this movie that wouldn't match up with, like, you know, the real world now. Even with, like, cell phones, that area you can't use, like, there's
cell phones,
you can't use, like, you can't even use the radio, right? Yeah. So it's like, it's just like a dead area.
There wasn't a lot of CGI.
No,
there was a lot of practical.
This was pre-CGI, right? Yeah. I don't think that,
it was the 90s. I just don't think they had enough money for it.
I can't think of any spots where they would have had anything. I mean, honestly, today, that would, you know, that would just be killed with CGI. Like, it would do a ton of nightmare shit. Oh, speaking of CGI, last thing I'll say for a little bit, you guys go ahead and talk about everything else. Guess what movie that we've done on this podcast that is getting a sequel?
Goodfellas?
That made me think of CGI.
Let me get a look.
I gotta look at the list of movies that have been done.
They're redoing it?
Not redoing. It is getting a sequel.
Mm.
A movie from our list is getting a sequel.
Oh! I know what it is.
Say it then.
Yeah, say it.
Quote. Happy Gilmore.
We talked about it.
We didn't do a whole episode.
That one
on
is,
it.
But it's not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Now, honestly, too, I think that should be just left dead. Leave it stay.
Are there other movies that came after it, or is it just strictly like
a sequel to this movie?
Oh, so it's okay. I'm an idiot. I'm thinking of like remake. No, an actual sequel.
It is a sequel to this movie, not a remake.
And we've done it.
Renfield.
Yeah, no.
It is
Christine 2?
No.
Oh.
Christine 2 Electric Boogaloo. Roadhouse is getting a sequel. Roadhouse 2.
You're going to get
the
more
Jake Gyllenhaal Roadhouse.
You're going to get more of Conor McGregor's ass.
I can't wait to see CGI'd to death Roadhouse, whatever the hell it becomes. Yeah.
I'm curious, what is it?
I don't know. They just said that it did well enough they're going to give it a sequel.
What?
So. Roadhouse 2.
What just happened?
What are you talking about?
Did you struck out?
Yes! I was being serious, bro. That's getting a sequel.
And we got to do it.
I thought he stroked out.
Honestly, I thought I don't understand what happened. He just kind of stopped. I thought he was like a reboot.
You were going along with a joke because I was like, oh, Roadhouse.
You're right.
Like, it just came out this year.
You're right. It is a joke. It's a huge joke. Thank God they're making money. I wonder if Jake Gyllenhaal will even be in it. I hope not.
He's supposed to be.
I fucking hope not. Let's see. I hope they're paying him a lot of money. Do you think Post Malone will be in it for more than 4 seconds?
I think he'll be in it for two.
Jesus. Anyway, I'm done. You guys go ahead and go through the list. I'll happily chime in.
Well, before we start the list, I got one random question. Who won the overall score in Rock, Paper, Scissors? In this movie,
It's Fred Ward.
Yeah, Fred. Earl.
I don't think Fred ever loses.
He loses once.
I got Earl.
But he wins first couple times.
I got Earl winning 3-1.
Yeah, I think he loses once to Kevin Bacon whenever they're going to get on the horses with the guns.
Oh yeah,
and then Bert's wife comes up with she's like, here, take my gun, and gives him the bigger gun anyway. So he's like, he kind of looks at Kevin Bacon's character like, yeah, fuck you. And then when he does win later on in the movie, Kevin Bacon elbows him in the chest and then takes off running.
Pretty sure he picks, if I watched correctly, like if I was paying attention, he picks scissors. Earl picks scissors every single time.
I didn't pay attention to all of it, but I can tell you the first couple times they do it, I think they do the exact same thing.
I thought he picked rock every time.
Oh, no.
It was paper and scissors, whoever had what, the first couple times. And I was like, are they going to change?
Kevin Bacon always picks paper.
Yeah.
Every time always picks paper.
But he picked, I swear the last time he picked, if he picked scissors and Earl picked rock.
Maybe.
I can't remember. We go out about we can guess all day.
Maybe
we
look it up. Lizard Spock, maybe?
Fred Ward was 47 in this movie, by the way.
How old was Kevin Bacon?
Ah, fucking.
I'm sorry. If you go to IMDb, it's way easier.
I know, I should. I'm on
fucking Wikipedia over there.
He
can't trust Wikipedia.
He looked good for 47.
You know what? I look good for 47. Granted, I'm only 34, but...
You look 47.
He was 32.
That's the problem. 32. So only 15 years?
Yeah.
The difference? Mm-hmm. I mean, they could... You know, that's not unacceptable for a couple.
I mean, it's okay. age, when you're after 18, I mean, age
Jesus is a number. Christ, then you're a cowboy, no rules.
Yeah, exactly. Cowboys, no rules. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Life is simple.
Life out on the range, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, anybody can give you a gummer.
You're getting some strange on the range, you know what I'm saying?
God.
Anyone out there drilling? No, but there's some pounding going on out there. You guys are picking that up on the seismograph.
I gotta tell you something. Mason, like, when we were talking about Brendan coming on, like, when him, he's just like, am I getting fired? That's never gonna happen.
No.
Not with comments like this.
I don't bring a sort of
we need you
autistic presence to this group.
A little
weirdo.
Pizzazz. Yeah.
Can
I make this podcast NSW.
Yes.
NSF.
And on that topic, I want to throw this question at you. Remember the sun visor when he had pictures of all those girls that he had clearly been with?
Oh, was that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought those were just fantasy
girls.
I thought maybe, well, I took it as all the girls he's hooked up with.
He doesn't strike me as a ladies' man.
No, not at all.
Well, the population in that town is 14. How many girls, well, the way I took it was, that was all the girls that he had been with in the past. How many people are passing through this town and he's hooking up with? You know what I mean?
I mean, it seems like every college student's on the radar.
He couldn't muster up the gonads to kiss the college student.
Right. That's true. Exactly. At the end of the movie,
That's the first girl he ever kissed. He's finally, like, you know, coming out the closet.
Sorry, Earl. I'm done.
This is over, Earl.
So Earl's like,
why do you think he's not in any of the other movies?
I know. Him and time's Earl up, broke Earl. Up.
So Tremors was a love story.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I think Earl is in at least the second.
It was a coming of age tale. Earl is in the second one for sure.
Yeah, he does go into the second one.
And then after the fourth,
you know what? I think you're right because I remember I remember the first three. I don't remember.
He looks super old in the third and fourth. For the third one that he's in.
Honestly, the second one, he doesn't look too bad.
You know what? When they're packing up to leave town. He packs up the vacuum. Somebody vacuums in that trailer.
Well, I assume someone's getting sucked with that vacuum.
I was just
smell my finger.
I was just thinking that scary what is movie. That?
It was in my ass.
I was thinking scary movie when you said that. Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens when you guys don't get on track. Don't have the questions.
You guys ever done that with a vacuum cleaner?
I didn't think.
No. In the eighth grade.
Or any grade. Never. Any grade.
I didn't think we could turn the movie Tremors into something sexual. I stand corrected.
Oh, dude. What are you talking about? The worms are dicks. It's literally the perfect phallic movie.
What a missed casting opportunity, though, to not get Michael J. Fox to play in the movie Tremors.
Oof. Why do you want Michael J. Fox in it so bad?
Do you not understand
what he has?
Do you not understand the joke he's making this whole time?
He doesn't.
My God.
Hold on. What is the joke?
The light bulb came on. I got it.
Michael J. Fox is Parkinson's.
Right.
He has Tremors.
Yes. He wanted him to say it.
Yes,
He did.
I'm not saying it.
All right, we got a list of questions.
Let's start
on that. We'll feel them out here.
I couldn't find answers for all of them, but okay. I tried. I did.
Wait, find answers? Aren't they just kind of like
opinions? No, like opinions. Think of answers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got, what has aged the best? What still seems relevant today?
I'll just reiterate. I think that the whole movie could just play today. There's nothing in this that makes me think, like, oh, you really couldn't, like, toss this, you know?
Yeah.
It just kind of... All of it works. You could put the same scenario and everybody would be fine. It's a dead zone in the desert, really. That's why I aged best. Like, I feel like you do it. I said it already. That's why I'm bringing it back up.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, there's no... Yeah, like, you could just be like, oh, cell phones don't work out here. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't... Nothing really would change as far as the plot of the movie.
No.
I would also say, what's also aged the best... Those are some nice cheeks in the panty shot. I'll just be honest.
Yep.
Yeah.
I gotta take
your pants off. I was kind of like, is that necessary? Like, couldn't they have done the shot with just like the barbed wire around her boot and been like, you gotta take your boot off? Like, why did it have to be the pants? I thought that was, you know, obvious. Okay.
So I think I might have two things that aged the worst.
Yeah, that's the next one. Yeah.
Because you're talking about if you guys want to chime in with age best though first.
Anything.
Go ahead.
I agree with you. Yeah.
I think age the worst is, this is going to sound stupid, but bear with me here, pogo sticks. Have you seen any kids on a pogo stick in the last, like, 10 years?
Dude, I know. They still make them?
On a pogo stick.
Pogo sticks, I don't think pogo sticks are around for the most part. I don't think I've seen fucking those wheelie, like the ones that are like just straight up hoverboards, like those. Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really how kids are getting around. They're
skateboards.
They're not on. Yeah,
kids are getting around. Like they were getting around with a pogo stick in the
90s. Did you not see that small child on the pogo stick?
It was just like kids for fun.
Kids now need scooters, and that bitch better be able to go up to 45 miles an hour. Yeah. They ain't having it. So
yeah, I think that to me, I think is like probably the thing that aged the weirdest. And I was also gonna say. Cowboys?
You still got cowboys.
I just went to a rodeo yesterday. There's still plenty.
Yeah, no, but doing odd jobs.
Why are they still hot?
What do you mean?
Like, are they still attractive?
Sweaty? Dirty?
Are you attracted to cowboys? Is that
no? But it's just a known fact. Cowboys are attractive.
All right. So anyway,
look, I'm comfortable in my sexuality.
Dallas, the football team, the Dallas Cowboys. No, I mean, cowboys, the lifestyle of, going around doing odd jobs, working a ranch kind of thing. Is that a thing that's around all the time?
They're handy men.
The closest thing you have to that is a landscaper. That's the closest thing you have.
I was thinking of that, like, that regard. These guys are living, like... odd job to odd job, like it's.
Who are they doing the job for?
The 16 people in this town.
Who's paying them?
The people.
Apparently, the one woman has got a very lucrative, like, ceramic business, but no kiln. Because she was saying that she would pay them to stay in town to build her a kiln, and she would pay for their fucking lunches and their beer, and they were like, "No, we gotta get out of town," and they left.
Could you believe they turned down free beer?
But it was like, what? Yeah. Like, what the hell was she? What's she doing on the regular? If she doesn't there it is. She doesn't have a kiln. She like, what is she doing that she has an order for stuff she needs a kiln for? Was Reba, but doesn't have
is
a kiln.
That Reba McEntire's character?
No.
She's a doomsday prepper.
She's a gun girl.
Yeah. Where did they get that money from?
It was the mom. It was just the mom.
It was the mom with the little girl. You mean?
Yeah, the mom with the little girl.
I just don't understand how it seemed as though those guys had been. You know, like, well integrated with the town. Like, they had been doing a bunch of work. I'm like, there's only 15 fucking people in the town. How much shit could there be to do?
I don't know.
What?
They
had, like, a set schedule. It's like, it's Monday and I'm already thinking about Wednesday. Like, is your life that busy?
Yeah. And it's like it's trash day.
The garbage men don't go out there.
Anyway, that's what I feel like. Those two things, pogo sticks, because kids aren't on pogo sticks.
I agree.
That is good. I never even thought of that, but yeah.
It's weird. The moment you said that, that's what it hit in my head. I was like,
she's on a pogo stick and she's got headphones on, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
What the fuck? Is she listening to?
Cassette tape. Okay. So I was thinking about this. Don't ask me why I was thinking about this. I was in the gym lifting earlier. My monkey brain goes wherever at once when I'm lifting. I was thinking about if I was teleported, like in my brain, my consciousness went back in time, or like back in time to where I was like younger, right? Like 5-6 years old, whatever. I was like, I would be upset because I wouldn't have, like, I would be like weak again, like, because I'm in the gym lifting and stuff. But the one thing I was thinking about is like, okay, well, I could build muscle back up and all of that. But then I was thinking about like when I go running, right? And I think about how much of a nightmare it would have been running 30 years ago because you had no iPods, you had no like phone, you just have to listen to your thoughts.
And
you,
yeah.
Maybe cassette tapes, like maybe that's gonna work. You can't use a CD player.
It skips.
Yeah. So I was like, that would have been a nightmare. Not having like any way to listen to like something while I was like running, that would be terrible.
Right.
And then I also thought I would also be useless. Like, oh, hey, mom and dad, buy these stocks. I don't know what stocks to tell them to buy. Hey, these football teams are going to win this world or win the Super Bowl. I'm fucked. I got nothing I could give them that would help them financially. I would just be a complete nightmare. But I was thinking about like, it's like, yeah, the technology, losing that technology, like in this movie, she just listened to cassette tape on.
I go tell him to buy another house.
It's like, listen, buy land.
Buy land now.
You're gonna be fucked otherwise.
In about 2008 time frame, shit's going down.
Also, pull your 401k 2008 at the beginning of the year.
Please.
Dude, I don't want to nitpick this movie because it's perfect just the way it is, but the thing...
Perfect.
We watched the same movie?
What? I think it's okay. It's fine, right?
How, perfect and okay.
It's perfectly okay how they did it. But did you guys notice how, like, so the road's out, right?
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
The one fucking road to get into this town that has a 14 population.
Yeah.
And they're like, their first idea is to take horses.
They're cowboys.
Yeah. I get that, but towards the end of the movie, they say Bert's truck is the only one that can get up the Jeep trail. Why not just take Bert's truck? He can't go off-road around that little road that's blocked to get to safety, get help. That's the only
what
thing.
What would they even say when they do go to the town?
We got worms.
Two cowboys who are obviously fucking and smell like cum are going to go, there's worms back in this town. You got to come help it.
That's so caught up on smelling like cum.
I think that detail is so irrelevant. But.
Honestly, if you see two dirty cowboys come up and they're like, we got worms back in this town,
I feel like he's shoehorning the word cum in a lot.
Yeah, he just said it again.
He did.
Yeah,
he's like, they're coming into town. They're like, come with us.
approach the town.
We're coming into some problems, guys. There's
We're all covered in worm cum.
I got worms.
I'm sorry. I have the brain of a 14-year-old. I can't help it.
Stuck back in 8th grade, baby. Yeah.
So we got a heat check. We have heat check?
The heat check.
Best small character with a little time. Bert. That gives a good performance.
Bert. I feel like Bert's too big. Really? Bert's a big part of the movie.
He's a big part of the movie. Honestly,
store owner.
That was gonna be my second guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been what I would have went with
Chang.
Ooh, who you going over with him? Who you going over with that?
Okay, no, I know. The little girl.
Yeah.
After hearing out that she was in Jurassic Park. Like, it was like, she's, like, not that, like, she doesn't have barely any, like, lines or anything like that.
I think she has one.
Walter is in a role.
Tackled by fucking,
I feel like
Kevin
Walter's
Bacon.
Better, though, because he's got the line where they first get a worm, like, on the axle of the truck, and he's like, I'll give you $5 for that, which is fucking stupid. And he's like, 20, 10, whatever. They agree on it. And then when he dies, I think his death is like the ultimate cool death in the movie.
He has one of the more brutal ones.
Yeah, but it's, and that's really it for him.
You are just selling it more for me because this little girl is kind of like nothing. She's just there. Like, she's on a pogo stick. That's it. He has a cool death. He has a cool, funny line. And he's going to take pictures of his worm and stuff. Like, this kid's just there.
Yeah, this poor girl fights off worms underground and then goes and sees her uncle on a tropical island and fights off dinosaurs.
That's true.
Dude.
See?
I mean,
that's the same character.
What a life.
That's a heat check right there.
It's also weird that like the worm eats the pogo stick and then spits it out when she's not on it.
One of the weirder things. The pogo sticks just get sucked into the ground. It's like one of the first or the only instances of that like kind of thing happening with any item in the whole movie. I feel like it was just kind of, I don't know. It was weird for sure in comparison to the rest of the stuff that happens. But yeah, that would be where I would fall. I agree with you. I think that I recognize Walter and I thought, oh, but when I saw the little girl, I was like, she looks familiar. I don't know what it's from, but
yeah.
I was with Agent Store Owner.
I wasn't pulling my weight, so
stop AAPI hate. That's all I got to say about that.
Agent
American Pacific Islander, whatever it's called.
I didn't even know.
Death people makes it so much worse that you don't know. You said it, you don't know it.
Sorry.
I'm distancing myself from this podcast.
Best scene location, but there's really no. There's no indoor scenes.
I was just gonna say the cliff scene, because I had read that they did that thing with all. Miniature
I saw
pieces.
That. Yes,
in a parking lot.
If I have to pick a location, the top of the store.
Ooh, I did like the basement where they had all the guns too.
That was a fun one. I just like the location on top of the store because like it like becomes not the top of the store anymore. Like just the waves that go through it.
Is that how roofs work?
It's interesting, but yeah, that's for sure not. Yeah, that would have just crumbled underneath their feet. Yeah. It wouldn't have waved.
I'd have to go with that. Yeah,
it was neat. It was just an interesting
scene. Good special effects.
Yeah, I guess that scene or like the scenes that happen around that little town because it's like the most actions happen there.
I always thought that Spanish dude was gonna die. He was such a background character. I'm like, this guy's gonna die.
Racist.
Oh,
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying he's such a bad. You can tell who's gonna die and who's not.
Yeah, he really didn't have anything going on. He didn't.
And I was like, this guy's gonna die. He's gonna fall through the roof, get eaten, and then
The only thing he does do is start that lawnmower up and push it. Yeah, push it off.
Yeah. I thought he'd have died before Walter, but
best food and drink.
Bear.
There's not a lot going on. I did notice that the little pissant kid with the basketball, he, when they're talking about what they're going to do about the worms, he's eating gummy worms.
Oh.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
So
that's really it for me.
You don't see it, but in that Pepsi cooler, I know that Pepsi is ice cold.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you that. As you pull it out, from Nevada, it just condensates the whole can.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say the... if you look on the shelf in the background, the old Gatorade logo, the Gatorade on the shelf.
Yeah. But it's on the shelf, so it'd be kind of hot.
Who cares, dude? That was a badass logo.
Yeah, the original logo is a lot better than the current shit. Yeah, I like that.
I do, enjoy that they survived being attacked by these worms.
Yeah.
Out. They stay on a rock all night. They pulverize to get to a truck.
Yeah, that's fucking
stupid. They get back to the store.
What does this have to do with food?
It's coming.
They get back to the store. They're answering questions. And the best food that they have for this girl is a bologna sandwich with a piece of lettuce on it. And they're not even letting her eat it. She didn't eat for a whole fucking day. And she's eating the shitty sandwich. And nothing is... Everybody's like, what's going on, lady? And she's like, I don't fucking know. I'm just a fucking student. What do you want from me? And that's that.
She didn't even get to eat it.
Yeah, she's just getting asked questions while she's trying to eat this shitty sandwich. That was my fun aside. I did notice the gummy worms as well. I didn't really make that tie. I just noticed that he was
super that kid. That kid was a little shithead. I was hooked. Yeah,
dude. I loved what Bert did to him at the end. He's like,
here. Oh yeah. Here, really? Click, click, click.
Yeah.
Changed your name, didn't it?
Yeah. God. I wouldn't give you a gun if it was World War III.
Yeah.
Did you notice how the gun didn't have any bullets, and then when he handed it back to him, he checked the fucking gun?
You always check the gun.
I know, but I just thought that was funny. Hey,
way to have great,
That's Earl right there, right?
I was like, that's funny.
Sorry.
I feel like... We go down the list here. I feel like we've already answered the small character question.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. I think it would have been that little girl. Yeah, yeah. That ended up being Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Better title for the movie, anybody? I couldn't think of anything.
I thought it was really good. I had a thing as in research, but they were originally going to call this movie Land Sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But they couldn't because Saturday Night Live had a character on there called the Land Shark, and so they made them change it. And so they changed it to Tremors.
Allow me. Jaws 2, The Dirt Speaks. I was thinking like, If I had to pick something, I'd probably go with like, oh gosh, I had it, and then I made that dumb joke about Jaws. We're talking about Tremors. Yeah, I lost it. I would make that stupid joke about Jaws. I had a thought about what it should be though, based off of the fact that you said the Land Sharks, but then I got completely caught off guard. No, Tremors is weird though, because like you said, they don't. Or you said before the podcast started, they don't really say. They're maybe at the very beginning of the podcast, they don't say the like. I don't think they say
the word tremor.
No.
Vibration.
Vibrations.
Yeah. I like the way it vibrates on me. Like what? He doesn't ever says.
He doesn't say that. No. Yeah. I can't. I honestly can't think of anything now. Yeah. Dirt torpedoes.
Yeah. Dirt torpedoes. I got a hottest take in the movie. Is there anything that is a nuts take on something from the movie? Anything?
It's okay to be a gun nut.
Bert's character was kind of annoying.
Bert's character, I love the moment when he is he's like talking about like 5 years of food, water,
oh, yeah.
guns. under the fucking ground. He's just like, he's all of this, like, he's like prepped for everything, and then they come from the ground. He's like, God damn, motherfucker.
Yeah, I honestly thought he was kind of annoying. Kind of an annoying fucking character.
Oh, yeah. Know-it-all character.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you end up with somebody like that, it's just, it's hard to, like, deal with.
Yeah. In the end, I did like him, though.
Why couldn't Reba have gotten out of Perfection and just the Reba TV show just been what happened to her afterwards?
I don't know what happens to her character, but her character never comes back after, no. like, after the first movie.
Yeah, that's some shit.
They talk about her.
That was her first movie, by the way. First time ever in a movie.
Well, they were saying that Michael Gross had just finished up Family Ties and then instantly went into this filming this movie.
I can't believe I did.
And he like latched himself to this franchise, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's like in everything.
Well, basically. I don't think he latched himself. I think he's the only one that answered the call to come back.
Probably. Yeah.
I can't believe you said that, and now this is the first instance of me thinking of him in Family Ties. And like I didn't put that together at all, but he was from that.
Yeah,
and wasn't Michael J. Fox in that?
It's the only thing I know. Yeah,
I've never seen the movie.
Michael J. Fox.
It's
a TV show.
It's the only thing I know him from. I don't know if he's been in anything else.
That's why and I think he had a mustache and like salt pepper hair in that kind of.
Yeah,
and he was like a very like you know just dad character. Yeah. And this he's just kind of a gun nut and like just. Not the same at all. So I never put the two together until he said that just now.
Mm-hmm. Is it time for Mason's Best Bot Award?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Hands down. It's an easy one. Easy day. Fred.
Yeah.
Fred looking good.
Fred looked way better.
47-year-old.
Yes, Fred looked way better than anyone in that movie. And I'll even give him it over the mustache that Bert had. Bert's character was annoying. His mustache couldn't save him. That's how annoying he was. Fred's character... Best looking one in the whole fucking movie, hands down.
Okay.
Do I have any rebuttals?
Not really.
I'm so pro Fred.
Kevin Bacon looked good.
But. Yeah, he did. But I think Fred Ward, like I said, Fred Ward fucks.
Yeah, you can tell. I did read that Kevin Bacon was like half spazzing out during filming because his wife was supposed to have their first child, so he was always afraid that he was gonna have to leave. Randomly during filming, but I guess I can't remember if she ended up having a baby, and I can't remember if he left and then came back and continued filming, or
I think she went into labor the final day.
The final day, oh, okay.
They actually put a phone line, like a hard landline, for him in case that she went into labor. Mm-hmm. I also didn't know his wife was Kyra Sedgwick. I did not know that.
Oh, Kyra Sedgwick.
Yeah, yeah. Really say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I did not know that.
I'm only correcting you because I know somebody else.
What did you think about his southern accent in this movie?
I think he did good. He did good.
Yeah, it was a little goofy. Yeah.
Well, the only southerner down here is him, so.
Yeah.
I guess his opinion matters.
It was pretty spot on. Yeah.
What piece of memorabilia would you want from this movie?
Easy money.
There's one thing.
Kevin Bacon's cowboy hat right here. That's why I brought this right here.
Easy money. You ready? You ready for this?
I'm ready. Yes. Pogo stick.
Elephant gun.
The elephant gun.
Elephant gun.
Yeah,
that's fucking cool.
That'd be sick.
He pulls that. You give me an elephant gun and one bullet for it. One round. Those fucking things were huge. Dude, it'd be hilarious to have next to it.
The Pepsi machine.
Oh,
there you go.
That
half works.
Fuck no. That thing works. Oh my god.
Yeah, that thing was gorgeous. That. Yeah. I don't know. My answer is dumb. Like, I was just like, why can't I just have the worm? Like, just a joke. Like, you come down to my basement Jesus and the worm is the fucking worm.
Dude, did you not see the set? You didn't watch the second movie.
No.
I'm pretty sure in the second movie, Bert has one of the worms mounted on his wall in his house.
It's like he shot a deer.
He has one of the gigantic worms mounted on the wall. Bert
fucking took my idea. I have not seen the second movie, swear to God. That's funny.
I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, no. Me either.
You started
either.
Because you walked into my basement while I was getting stuff ready for the podcast, and I let that motherfucker run.
Best line in the whole movie.
Pardon my French. He said it a bunch. Pardon my French. I feel like it was pretty good.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Two more mother humpers.
I like that.
When he's talking to him on the CB radio. Because Bert, that's what Bert called him.
Hold on. We were talking about how many were left, right?
Yeah.
And there were two there after he killed one at his house.
I thought there was four total.
I thought they got the first one running into the the wall.
Yeah.
And then the second one dies running into a wall too. But the first one, like, into that embankment thing. And then the second one dies at their house in the basement. And then I think at that point they say there's two more mother humpers.
I thought there were... I could have sworn there were four, or like, left after she killed the first one.
The one jumped off.
Yeah, one launched
and
off.
They explode they one.
Exploded one, so there's two.
Yep.
And then they killed one at Bert's.
Maybe there's five.
And they killed one at the town.
Yeah.
And then the other one died at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only four.
So there's five.
I just feel like Google. How many worms are there in Tremors?
Are there in Tremors? Would you still love me if I'm a worm from Tremors?
Would you take the man or the worm?
The man or the worm?
Yes.
In the forest, meaning me? Yeah. Or in the desert?
In the desert.
Yeah, in the desert. I don't know. Probably the worm. I feel safer with the worm.
What the fuck? I can't think of any memorable lines from this movie.
Not really, dude.
What? I jotted a couple down. Hold on. I'm just trying to figure out how many worms there are.
I can't think of anything specific.
Besides them saying they wanted to beat the shit out of the annoying kid.
Yeah, a lot. They said that a lot.
But that's just them saying it a lot. So
I feel like the line is, "You broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you bastard?"
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Fred and Bacon are talking, and the one guy's like, "Good luck, shithead. Don't worry about me, jerk off." I like that. That was good. And then Bacon at the beginning, when he's talking about women, he's like, "I need one with world-class breasts, an ass that won't quit, and legs that go all the way up."
That's a good one.
And then you see the sign that says, like, 14. Is that almost on the level of Christine Carr conversation, where they had that?
Almost.
Oh.
Because Christine Carr conversation was out of fucking pocket.
Yeah. That's not wrong.
That's true.
I agree.
I don't think it's quite there, but it's an honorable mention for sure. Yeah.
I can agree with that.
Dude, I feel like we go back enough. We could probably grab, like, clips from movies where they're talking about women, and it's just like, that's what justifies a lot of the...
that's probably what's
the
worst.
I'm gonna fucking paint myself into a corner here.
Yeah,
but like, whenever everybody's like, "Here's Trump talking on the like, oh, it's just boy locker room talk." That's why they think it's okay. They see it in movies and they think, "Oh, it's just how guys talk." That's not how guys talk.
No,
it's how guys talk in fucking movies.
No.
Just super schlocky
lines or anything super schlock you've seen.
Honestly,
in this movie?
The thing, like I said, the only thing that stands out in this whole movie to me was the part where he goes, "Pardon my French," like, and he says it four times, and then eventually Nancy says it to him, like, "Pardon my French," because she swears like a bunch too at the end.
When they first pull into the town, they walk past the kid with the basketball, and he says to Fred Ward, like, "Hey, pizza face," and I was just like, I don't know why I watched that, because I watched it a few times because I kept rewinding. I was like, "Did he call him a pizza face? What is the fuck?"
Like, Fred doesn't have zits on his face.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, Fred doesn't have acne.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get this.
I mean, it would make more sense if Fred said that to you, since
probably because there's no other teenagers in town. Where's the school?
There's
no school.
All
homeschool. Yeah.
I thought about that. I was like, they're probably all homeschooled.
I'm gonna do it so the audience can hear what they're. Quotation fingers, homeschooled. Quotation fingers.
They're all illiterate. They all can't read.
Those motherfuckers ain't getting no education.
No, they don't. They're lucky if they have a social security number.
Maybe the bus comes from town, takes their asses, and they get to learn once a month.
Well, they said the closest town was 38 miles. I think was he said.
Yeah, something
horse,
like that.
That was Bixby, right? That's what they're talking about.
That's not even that far of a walk,
dude. That's all. What? 38 what miles? Fuck? You're going to walk 38 miles?
That's 1.5 marathons, bitch.
I hiked 20.
Huh?
I hiked 20. It's not that far. I mean, yeah, it's going to take all day, but I mean...
You're going to make it that far with that worm chasing after you?
Well, no.
Well, they didn't know about the worm initially, right?
Jesus.
And they gave him the horses.
Yeah.
What did he say about the horses, too? He's like, "Walter wouldn't know a good horse if it bit him in the ass," or something like that. I don't know. He says something stupid about horses.
No horses were harmed in this movie.
I'll tell you about sheep.
Yeah, those sheep got fucked up.
They showed that horse getting strangled. But I was like, wow, this is like really... Like, I'm curious how they did that, like, practically. Like, it was very weird.
They strangled a horse.
I'm skipping
that. Don't worry though. It was the horse that killed Christopher Reeve.
Jesus,
or sorry, Christopher Reeve,
dude.
Why is that a problem?
Hey, I didn't think it was bad.
Thank you. I thought we were going after the horses that try to cripple our, you know, heroes.
The original opening of this movie was supposed to be different. It was not going to be Kevin Bacon pissing. They were going to show like a they were going to show a horse. They were going to show a horse getting like eaten from underneath by one of the worms, but they decided to cut it and they started with the Kevin Bacon pissing.
Yeah, I think better choice. I think. Oh, never mind. Sorry, it's because I saw your phone and it was lit up. Yeah, I thought your light was on. I was hey, bud, your phone.
His agent's calling.
Oh my god! Tell me you can't do any more nude scenes.
So we talked about this. One of the categories is casting what ifs. Like, but I'd like to think of it like this: if you were gonna make the movie today, like let's say you're gonna release it now, who would you want to be Bacon and Fred Ward? What? No.
Dune, motherfucker. That was the joke.
I know. It's
Dune. Fred, who would I want as Fred Ward and Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Ooh. As a comedy duo, I think, because they're kind of like, that's what they are, right? They're just like back and forth with like some humor. I think I would like Pedro Pascal to play Ward's character. And I'm trying to think of a young buck to play the other... play the other guy, and I'm really struggling to think of somebody the younger to put into that role. Who'd be a good one? Younger.
Franco's little brother.
Dave Franco.
Has Dave Franco been in anything?
And Pedro Pascal would be great, actually.
Dave Franco?
Yeah. Dave Franco was in Daybreakers on the Netflix movie.
Neighbors.
Yeah, no, but like, has he been in a movie the last couple of years? Like, I thought there was some shit that came out about Daybreakers.
No, that was his. That's James. James Franco was the one who got all those.
Dave Franco is still good. He's actually married to Alison Brie, who was in Community.
Yeah.
This is probably gonna be stupid, but when I was thinking about it, I like the idea of Ryan Gosling as Kevin Bacon. And are you ready for this? John Bernthal as Fred Ward.
John Bernthal?
I like John Bernthal a lot.
I don't think they could do it.
I was actually thinking... Why
couldn't they just don't have to be so comedic, but I like him as a pair.
Listen, honestly throw in... I'm just throwing out names.
Yeah.
John Cena and Zac Efron would be great, too, for those two people.
Okay.
I think a pre-Iron Claw Zac Efron. He's looking pretty thick now that he did that movie. His jawline has grown 5 sizes. But yeah, I think those two would be great. What are you thinking, Chandler? You said you had some ideas. You could
recast it today.
You could recast it.
Well, I didn't do that for today. I did.
Do it all back in 1990.
I did have a couple changes for back then, though.
Yeah.
I thought the cast was perfect. I couldn't think of a different girl for Nancy. I was trying, but there is 2 changes I would make. Hear me out. Where did it go? So instead of Reba, because I thought that was just kind of random. I don't know why she was in this movie. She's a good...
Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right. Okay. Sigourney Weaver instead of Reba, because she's... She's used to fighting off stuff.
She's in Aliens, too, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was the same... I want to talk a little bit about that. This is the same studio. Aliens. Yeah. Okay. Fuck yeah.
I could see her better than Reba.
Okay, I would agree.
And then instead of Michael Gross as Bert, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, dude.
A young Tommy Lee Jones.
A young Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
I was thinking also, so this thinking back in time, Keanu Reeves.
I almost said
him. In the place of Kevin Bacon.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
And you could also for Burt Ward's character,
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, be good.
I was fucking around.
Dennis Hopper. I mean, he was, you know.
There's a bus with a bomb.
I feel like somebody that could move a little bit faster though. Dennis Hopper is. I don't feel like he's doing a lot of moving around.
He's not doing any moving around right now.
I wonder what the age difference is between Keanu Reeves and I can't remember his name. Oh, god damn it. Die Hard.
Oh.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
Bruce Willis. Maybe Bruce Willis and Keanu Reeves. Because Bruce Willis would got to be slightly older than the Keanu Reeves, right?
Yeah.
That could be fun. Bruce Willis is very funny in Hudson Hawk. It's a funny movie.
The only movie I know Bruce Willis from is Die Hard and The Kid.
Sixth Sense? Nope. You don't know? Did you ever watch Sixth Sense?
No, but I've seen the scene where the chick has the three tits.
No. Total Recall.
Oh. Yeah. That, no.
The fuck?
You ever seen Total Recall?
No. The fact that you confused The Sixth Sense with Total Recall, that was...
That's a little crazy.
Sixth Sense, isn't that the horror movie?
He said...
I See Dead People?
Yeah.
Is he thinking of, I saw a girl with three tits, and two of the tits would be six, so six to Sixth Sense. Like, is that hard?
Yeah, two eyes times three is
holy
six.
Holy shit. What's going on? The mental gymnastics going on over there. I'm just watching it. Wow, you got a gold medal over there, bud.
So not to get too sidetracked, but when I was trying to think of replacements for this movie, I ended up Googling top 10 action stars from the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought you guys would find this interesting.
Yeah.
So number 10, Steven Seagal. Ugh. I don't think he would fit in this movie anywhere.
Steven's honorable mention. What's the Jamaican? He went up with nanny. Remember, he does the Jamaican. Fuck you. You're gonna act like you don't know me right now. No, you literally sent me Steven Seagal did a Jamaican song, and the first line of the rap is "Me want da punani." He says it just like that. Look that shit up, and we're done. That's real.
He's not wrong, but I don't. It was just from an album. It wasn't from like a movie or anything.
No, it was. Yeah, he's on a song. He wrote a fucking album. At me like you didn't know who I was.
The way he
said it to me.
How dare you?
Just like that was the first thing that came to your head.
Number nine. Jean-Claude Van Damme. I don't know if I could see him in this either.
Yeah, no, but he's good.
Number eight, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise could be Val, I think.
Yeah.
The movie would be twice as long with him trying to catch up to everyone, but okay.
Yeah.
Did have to get apple boxes all over every scene.
Number seven was Linda Hamilton, who played Sarah Connor in the Terminator movies. I think she could have played Nancy.
Yeah, but Nancy's not a badass.
Well, I feel like she could have played fucking Earl.
Yeah.
She could play Earl.
No, that's true.
There's no reason that one of those two has to be a man or a woman.
Yeah, sure. you could have had your not gay relationship.
I feel like it's better if they are gay.
Yeah. She could have been Bert's wife.
Number six, Jackie Chan.
As the store owner? That would be crazy.
He's actually number six in the top 10 1990 action stars.
No, I'm saying as him as the store owner.
Mr. About, Chang?
Yeah.
Think about Jackie Chan trying to, like... Oh, that was the name of the movie. The Floor is Lava. I would have called it The Floor is Lava. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of that because I was thinking of Jackie Chan trying to get off of the floor and like when the store was getting like ripped through, like he just jumping off of like all of the walls, kicking off of all the aisles and stuff like that. I could imagine him climbing very fast.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Number five, Pierce Brosnan.
Oh.
Could you see James Bond in this movie?
I could see James Bond as Fred.
Yeah, he would have to do this a
step down for Pierce.
It would be a giant step down.
Also, hold on a minute.
Sorry.
Chandler wouldn't like the movie.
He is British.
He would hate the movie at that point.
Is this stupid Brit doing in Nevada?
Dude, shut the hell up. Dude, that's my James Bond. Shut the hell up.
How is that your James Bond that you don't like? Don't like British.
They said, hold on. I did listen to like 3 minutes of Hot Fuzz episode when I was riding over. And the part I got to was you saying, I don't like British movies, TV, or something. And then it was like, The Office. And you're like, yeah, I like the American one, though. Like, it came from Great Britain, dude.
And Ricky Gervais wrote on that show for seasons. Many seasons.
Okay, last time I checked the show was in Scranton, PA, but what do I know?
Anyway. We're going to toss Pierce Brosnan in Arizona. That's fucking cool, guys.
Anyway, number four, Will Smith. Number four.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess he could be Kevin Bacon's character, right? Tossing him for Valentine?
Yeah.
Dude, number three, Nicolas Cage could have been Earl.
When I said Pedro Pascal, I thought, oh, Nick Cage would be a good Earl, too.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is Earl.
And he could have looked just like how he does in Con Air there.
Yeah.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the look I'm going for.
Number two, Keanu Reeves, as you mentioned.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one. I don't see Arnold in this movie, but they put Arnold as number one 1990s action. So,
if he was in this movie, I feel like they would need to have a scene.
No, don't get down.
Where he would catch the worm and rip it apart with his hands.
Yeah.
Get down.
He would let the worm eat him, and then he would just like
cut his way out.
Just boom, he'd blow. Yeah. He'd just flex and blow it up around
him. Give me the Uzi 9mm.
Yeah, I do not see Arnold in this movie.
No.
The license
anybody
plate
with an
Uzi
accent
for you.
I don't see in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He killed the sheep.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting how they rated the top 10 90s.
Oh, can you imagine
heroes?
Sigourney Weaver and Linda Hamilton as Earl and
that'd be a badass
Valentine?
girl group right there.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, do that instead. Like, have that. And then have Keanu Reeves as Nancy. Flip the script there on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can totally see Linda Hamilton and Sigourney Weaver turning the truck as soon as they realize there's a dude out there as a college student doing some research. They're gonna get him.
Hey, why not, man?
You gotta take your pants off.
Yeah. World class press and ass that won't quit and legs that won't go all the way up. What would they say instead?
Say
the first part, then I'll say the second part.
World class breasts.
World class.
Big fat balls.
World class ass.
An ass that won't quit.
Yeah.
And legs that go all the way up.
And a cock that goes all the way down.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
World class pecs.
World class hands.
An ass that won't quit.
Do you think they like balls though? Do you think women are actively searching for dudes with nice looking balls?
I don't know.
Girls like hands, they like balls.
I don't know why I'm advocating for the women.
That's a hot take of
the
movie.
Thing I look at men post their balls.
I'm so excited about it. You know what I really like? World class shaft, balls that won't quit.
I like a good fat scrotum. That's what I'm into.
What the fuck? I regret naming the top 10.
Fuck me.
No, that was great. I loved it. It was awesome.
All right. Well, now all this leaves is did you know facts and our ratings, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
So any more interesting ratings info we didn't talk about yet?
So Kevin Bacon said that Universal was really disappointed with this movie.
Really?
They made 1/5 of what Universal expected them to make. So they made like $16 million. So that 1/5, that'd be 80 is what they were expecting to make. However, the movie did like wonders on VHS rentals. They made triple in movie rentals than it did in theaters.
I guarantee
so
this
almost
is
50 million in rentals.
I guarantee this is exactly how it happened. People went, "Did you see Tremors in theaters? No. You want to go rent it? Okay." That's exactly how it went down.
Yeah. So they made a shit ton of money from that. I did copy the paragraph because I thought we should cover this. Released by Universal Pictures, the film is the first installment in the Tremors franchise and was followed by 5 direct-to-video sequels and 1 prequel. Tremors 2, Aftershocks. Tremors 3, Back to Perfection. Tremors 4, The Legend Begins. Tremors 5, Bloodlines. Tremors, A Cold Day in Hell. And Tremors Shrieker Island, which came out in 2020.
Which one was the prequel?
I believe that was The Legend Begins.
Okay.
A television series titled Tremors, the series, aired from March through August 2003 on Sci-Fi. It did not get picked up for a second season.
I think I remember, honestly.
It's not that fucking good.
I think I remember, because if it was on Sci-Fi in 2003, it would have been something that would have probably been on like, we would have seen trailers and stuff for it. Mm-hmm. I feel like that sounds familiar.
I did not finish this movie and going, oh, this needs another. This needs 7.
Oh, Baby Bird, listen to this. A second television series was set to air in 2018 after a pilot had been shot
with Kevin Bacon reprising his role as Val.
Those sons of bitches.
But multiple networks, including Sci-Fi, said no thanks.
What a bunch of assholes.
They said no. They had to really suck.
I would have
wanted that. They had to really suck. And then a couple other things I had, real quick. Tremors.
Hold on. Okay. You said you would have watched it. Yeah. Did you watch the series that came out in 2003?
No.
All right.
I was...
Just checking.
Where this movie was shot, which was Alabama Hills in Lone Pine, California.
This I was launched... in sixth grade, baby. Yeah.
I know. The fuck? You're not fucking... You're not a connoisseur. You're not a wine fucking... You're like, sommelier. It's like, oh, this one doesn't really meet my palate. This fucking Tremor show is not up to my standard. What the fuck does this sixth grade have to do with shit?
He's such a dick, dude. I promise I'll never not watch the movie again.
You can't. You have to. This movie was shot Alabama Hills, Lone Pine, California. This ended up being like a super popular filming location. It was the first movie shot there. Movies that were shot after this in that location: Gladiator, Star Trek,
really?
Iron Man, and Man of Steel. Mm. Yeah, a lot of people Gladiator. Started shooting there because of it. Over 20 swear words were edited out to make it PG-13. And then, yeah, Bacon's character is actually wearing a woman's belt in the film. The heart-shaped buckle is a reference to the character's full name, Valentine. However, production couldn't find any heart-shaped buckles that were made for men. That's all I got.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
I was going to ask, can you guys think... So, when you think of a Kevin Bacon movie, like if I say, I think we mentioned this before. What do you think of when you think Kevin Bacon? You said what you thought. What was it?
Footloose for me, man. Footloose. I can't help it. Footloose.
I would answer the same.
What the fuck is that movie? You Can't Handle the Truth.
Oh,
The Green Mile. A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. Yeah, that's Green Footloose.
Yeah, I said that mine was probably. I had it and I lost it. I told you earlier what it was. Stir of Echoes.
Yeah.
Because I think that was one of the first movies I watched with him. I was actually going through his list of movies right now to see what he'd been in recently. And I think it was like one of his most recent movies was Cop Car, which I watched.
You know what you didn't do? You didn't do the rating of this movie. IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do
that. And that would be a great segue into our ratings.
I didn't have my phone out, so...
Fred Ward had a son, and he named him Janko, by the way. I should mention that. Sort of
every time, Janko Ward. Every time you say Fred, I really want you to say Fred Durst. Like, every time you're like, yeah, Fred, and I don't know why my brain works like this, Fred but every Durst. Time you say Fred, I just think of Fred Durst, not Fred Ward.
No, I know you'll be loving this shit right here. L-I-M-P, biscuit. All right. So, this movie was rated a 7.2 on IMDb. And 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
88? Oh, is that the tomato meter?
Yeah, it's the tomato meter.
I think whatever that showed up. I don't go into like critics versus versus the other. I think that actually would have been the critics. Because I always go with whatever they had opposed to the audience scores.
Oh, real quick. Sorry. One other thing. Swear to God, I'm done. I watched... So I said something to these guys before the episode. I was like, I think it'd be kind of cool like that. What he said about the movie, because he does ratings on like 0 to 4 stars. Eye roller. He talks about this movie. I watched a little episode because he used to have a TV show where they were talking about movies. Yeah. And he never rates it. What a fucker. But he just talked about it for a minute. And he says he likes it. But he said... The main thing, like, he gets so fucking hung up on this if you look for the clip online. He's pissed because he's like, in the movie, we see shots of what the worms see when they're underground. We see, like, the dirt moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his problem with that is like, the worms are blind.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be able to see anything. And I was like, what a fucking, like, you know, like, what a stupid thing to fucking focus on.
Yeah. It is interesting to see, like, to see them traveling. They're, like, you know.
I don't think they were showing what the worms were seeing.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it was just showing them moving through the sand fast. Right. Yeah. Right. What the fuck?
That wasn't POV.
Yeah. But that he was, like, stuck on that.
What's the dude that got eaten through the tire?
Nestor.
Maybe that's Nestor's POV.
Yep. They could have done that. Like I said, fuck you, fuck you, Roger.
This movie could have been way more gruesome, for sure.
If it was made today, it definitely would be.
Yeah, the only blood we really see is from the... Like, we see it on...
From the worms.
Helmets. Worm.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, and it's not even, yeah, it's not even really blood. It's kind of the orange goo from the worms.
Yeah.
The worms bleed. So I don't understand what killed the worm. Just a head trauma to the concrete, you know, wall?
Dude, like, it knocked itself out. It cracked its head open.
Yeah, I know,
dude.
But could...
The one that goes off the cliff, you mean?
No, no, like,
no. The first one that dies.
The first one that dies because it hits that, like, you know, a foot of concrete or whatever.
Yeah,
and knocks stuff out, kills stuff. I was thinking, do they just have like really like thin heads? If you hit it really hard in the head with a sledgehammer, would it die? Like,
you know, what's one way to ruin this movie? What if they just made a bunch of noise right near that wall and they just all ran to the wall?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You can just stay in that fucking trench.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch them slam into it over and over again. Yeah.
Until they break it and get through.
It's kind of dumb, too, that the first worm dies that way and then they don't employ that tactic anymore.
No.
Right. Like, why can't we go back to this spot?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, let's go to the truck. And they get to the, they're just like, oh, shit, the worm's blocking us. Just run back to the trench.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't do anything in this trench. We're fucking solid.
But then there wouldn't be a movie.
Yeah, the movie would be over.
Nope. You're right.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the Roger Ebert like feedback. I was messaging Brendan earlier this week because I messaged you earlier about
me want the Budani or whatever the fuck it says.
The Jamaican
Cigar rap.
No, I messaged him earlier because I think I would like to propose a new rating system.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
This is...
And what did I say? I said, I don't want to do it now because if I do it...
This is true.
Chandler will say, oh, it's because I rated your movie bad. Which is exactly... You just said, sweet Jesus, because I was...
I don't know. Your thing, though, seems like heavy. It seems like a lot.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think of a way that we could... rate it based off of different features of the movie.
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, I was...
Are you saying you want to have...
I want to rate
You want to rate categories and then add those all up?
Yeah, like, instead of, like... Instead of each of us having, like, an opinion score, we each rate based off of, like, the cinematography of the movie, the writing of the movie, and then this. Instead of us trying to base our scores off of our... And we could still have, like, an opinion one, like, watchability, like, for us.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, like... That would make it so if we rate a movie, it wouldn't... We don't necessarily have to have all of our score. I'm trying to figure out a way to make it so we don't have to have all of our scores.
I like that.
Just because of that. But, yeah, when I said it to Brent, I was like, I'm not going to propose this right now, because I know that everybody's going to be like, because your movie got rated bad. I don't care. I'll give you movies all day long that I think you should watch. I don't care if you watch them or not, because it's just, that's what's happened so far. So it doesn't matter. But I think that we should talk about changing the rating scale just so we can make it, we don't all necessarily need to rate it.
I agree.
Because we've hit Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm. We've had Hot Fuzz and all that fun stuff that, like, you know, just haven't seen the movie. So how do you rate it without doing that?
Well, I think it's, like, I don't know. I mean, short answer would be like, if you watched it, you can rate it. Like, I'm being very peacekeeper-y here. Not taking any sides. I feel like if you watch, like, a small amount, like 30 minutes, I wouldn't say you should rate the movie. But I think it's fine that you rated it. It's good. I don't have any problem with it. But I just think moving forward, if you're here and you watched it, you should rate it. If you didn't or you're not here, you shouldn't.
I agree. That I didn't want to rate it.
We know by your score.
That's right. So, since we all have watched this movie, let's go around the horn.
Yeah, this is going to be a good
rating. And do it like normal.
Fuck yeah.
And we'll talk about how we're going to adjust and possibly adjust
it. But Chandler's got to do his thing first.
Yeah, hey, Chandler, do the thing.
Can we start with me?
Yeah, we are, buddy.
Like every other time.
So, I really like this movie. When I found out we were doing this one for a fan pick, I was really excited. It's actually not streaming on anything currently, so I wasn't even mad that I had to rent it to watch it right now, because anytime this movie was on TV, watched it, put it on. I think it's a classic. I think it holds its own and it's in the very special category that it's in. I compare it to Predator. It might not have as much action, but it's got the humor, it's got a good story, definitely some good actors in it, but
even though it was 1990, it's a classic. I'm giving this one a a 7 for sure, a solid 7.
Mason just made a face like he just heard what sounding was for the first time.
Balls in a vice.
Hey, what is your problem, dude?
What the fuck?
That was great.
I said just below Goodfellas.
No, I guess above Goodfellas.
Listen, it's above Goodfellas. You know what? If I would have rated Goodfellas what I wanted to rate Goodfellas, I wouldn't be on my own podcast anymore, all right? So there you go. Fuckers.
we got a fuckers out of this game.
Honestly, when I proposed the new movie scale, my thought was we would go back through and re-rate things.
Thank you, please.
But I don't want it's. This isn't going to be based off of your feelings, though. Is the problem? It's not going to be like you can't just say
it. It's Raker's turn, but I want Mason to go fucking so bad because I want to see what the counter is.
I'm just going
to
go through this quick. 5. Yes. I think it was a good movie.
Okay.
Good.
Hey, what'd you give it?
What?
5. A 5?
5.
5. Good.
Oh, I thought you said 9. No. I was like, what? Okay.
It's his favorite.
And a 7. Yeah. I gave it a 9. Let's move on. Quick. There's nobody asked questions about why I gave it a 9. 5. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. Am I going or you going? I'm going to... okay. I had not seen this before. First time. Shout out to Brittany for submitting this.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I am thinking about my rating in terms of like what was available to a movie studio in 1990. And I did like the movie. I'm going to give it the current average... Which is 6. I thought it was fine.
A 6?
Will you relax? Let him have the floor, dude. You're about to have yours.
I'm afraid he's going to come in with a 1. He can't do a 1, right?
No.
Okay. But maybe a little more.
You're damn near.
Jesus.
I was like, give it a 2 because you don't like worms.
Lay it on us. I got to hear this.
You have a worm phobia or
any
what?
Any worms in Arizona. I fucking hate those.
I thought you'd have loved it just because the worms and the dicks.
Gays and worms. That's why you hate it.
Brittany, this is not... you don't know who I am. Never met me in person. I'm sorry. But this movie, the only thing that saved this movie for me giving it a 1.5 to a 2 was the the practical effects. This movie, at best, is a 3.
You son of a bitch.
I will never watch this fucking movie ever again in my goddamn life. What? This movie sucked. I can't believe Kevin Bacon took this role, dude. I hated this movie.
He was depressed for a while after doing it.
Yeah, are you serious? Kevin Bacon. I would be too.
Kevin Bacon didn't want to do this movie.
He thought his career was over.
This movie sucked.
Well, you only have 6 more to watch.
I quit.
Next week is Tremors 2.
Yeah, this movie, a fucking 3. I'm sorry. I don't know how you gave it a 7. Okay. A 3.
I was actually surprised you got a 3. I gave it a 5 because I thought it was good. I didn't think it was like anything special, but I agree. The reason I gave Speed so low was because of the fact that I couldn't understand the reasoning behind the plot. Like, there was still, like, this is pretty well laid out.
I'm sorry, I've let it go, but I just want to... What don't you understand? Dennis Hopper's a fucking madman.
There's a bomb on a bus. You're the smartest person I know.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
There's a bomb on a bus that is moderating the speed of the bus, right? Yeah. And he's watching it from a room with a bunch of cameras, right?
Practical.
Then they jump a bridge off of a flat ramp.
That 50 feet,
okay. And it makes
every
it all
movie
the way across.
Has its flaws.
That's a big one though. That's a huge one that would end the movie real quick. They could have just not done that.
I don't know if this would have helped your score, but I'll tell you this. Originally, when they made the worms that they were going to use in this movie, the studio came back. Because it was going to be like a worm that had a hard outer shell, and when the worm like was going to eat, it was going to like slide out from under it. Yeah, and so the studio was like, "That looks too much like a penis with foreskin."
That is true.
Hell yeah!
So
then they went to the worms that had the mouths that opened with like little worms. So yeah.
So this movie
that would have helped.
This movie currently falls between Christine and Renfield.
Yeah, I got a 5.25.
I got a 5.3. I just did 5.3.
Right.
5.3.
That feels right.
I didn't see Renfield. Christine sits at 5.5. Renfield sits at 5.2.
Oh, that feels right.
I feel like you'd like Renfield more than you like this, though.
Really?
Just a feeling.
Well, Brendan wasn't with us, unfortunately. Yeah, he would have liked it.
Oh, my God. This is... Tremors was better than No Country for Old Men.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no,
it is.
Yeah, I want you to know, Mason, you contribute to that. You contribute to that fact. You saying that right now? Think about that.
No Country for Old Men got a 4.6.
I want you to think about what you've done.
And okay? As it should.
And I would like you guys all to know. I would like you guys all to know. When Chandler says... Riker is angry. Why is Riker angry? This is why Riker is angry.
I feel like this podcast is actually hurting Riker and I's relationship. I have never met a more angry man.
Would you waste my fucking time by not watching my movie and then saying that Tremors was better than it because you don't like British people? That's my
Tremors problem. Is better than Hot Fuzz. I'm sorry.
No.
You didn't watch Hot Fuzz. I rated Tremors higher than Hot Fuzz.
Even
6 to 5.5. He gave it a 5.5.
I would watch Hot Fuzz on repeat for a full 24 hours from 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. then watch an hour and 36 minutes of Tremors.
Oh, we didn't talk about I should mention a good paced movie, by the way, this one. Like, it wasn't... Like, this movie could have been 2 hours and 20 minutes. Even fuck, dude.
I will say...
Like, everything was going on. Like, something was happening the whole time.
There was the annoyingness of them. It was like, let's get out of town. Oh, fuck, we can't get out of town. Let's get out of town. Oh, fuck, we can't get out of town. That happened, like, three times throughout the movie. It's just like, this is... you're just doing the same thing. Can we just do something new? Ugh.
Listen, I am sorry. Okay, I did not like your movie. I am sorry.
I'll remember that as an out for the next time. I don't like your movie. Speaking of which, what's your next movie?
Oh yeah, it is my turn. Fuck.
Wait. It is. Yeah,
it is his pick. Yeah. Sorry, you did the Civil War. We're just skipping over that. Chandler. We're going around the horn again. Chandler. Sorry, Mason. It's punishment for never watching Killers of the Flower Moon. Have you watched it yet? Nope, he has not watched it yet. So let's move on. I'm telling you,
if you ever do watch it, I think you would have liked it.
It's actually really good.
I just don't have Apple TV.
Huh?
I just don't have Apple TV.
We've got solutions to this problem.
Riker found a way to watch it.
Yeah. We just gave you. I gave you my thing.
You
sign on your TV, and I press a button on my phone, and it lets you.
Listen, just come over to my house for 4 hours, and you can watch it.
4 hours?
You're gonna have to pause.
Overdoing it. It's only 3.5 hours.
Listen.
We told you this already. Don't give us that look.
Leonardo DiCaprio clicks like a horse. You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
He takes advantage of Native Americans. That's what he does. The whole movie.
Which I have a funny feeling you would enjoy.
Listen, we want you to watch it just so we can hear your version of it so badly.
Yeah, oh my God, could you imagine his synopsis would be 10 minutes of the podcast. What? I'm pretty sure. It's a 3 hour and a 3.5 hour movie. Listen, it would take at least 10 minutes for him to explain it.
Just come over to my house on a Sunday when you have nothing to do.
Mason, you come over to my house and I've got it set up. I'm closer.
Chandler, is your movie from the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you want me to do?
I didn't know if you're going to deviate or stick to the plan.
I can't wait for halftime.
I'm excited to see if I've seen it. I probably haven't.
I'm trying to think of a movie that's easily accessible. Maybe this week everybody won't have to spend $4.99.
I don't care about that. Whatever it is, it's fine.
No. I'm bringing it back to the 80s and
naturally.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We are going to do the original Terminator. 1984's Terminator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will say off the bat, second one was better.
There's a debate about that.
Maybe that'll be my pick.
He's walking out with a casket.
Do I have to pick after you? Huh? Maybe I'll pick Terminator 2.
The casket's the third one, you idiot.
Oh, what the
fuck? God damn.
Yeah, amateur hour.
Jesus.
Riker, if you want to hurt his feelings, the next episode will be the one to do it.
Dude, all he did was sit there with his legs crossed, hold the mic with a smirk, and drink his whiskey. He got his revenge.
Hey, right? Why is that revenge? I feel like I did Brittany justice. I watched her movie. I told her that there were 7 of them and not 4. I went through all of the nonsense. I talked about this movie. I watched it. I just didn't look up super detailed information like I typically would.
And that's your best part.
That's all I have to offer, guys.
That's not what I said. Yeah, I'm picking the first Terminator. So
okay.
Yep.
With Linda Carter.
What? Linda Hamilton, dude.
Oh, get my it bad. Right.
Sarah Connor.
Sorry, that's my bad.
All right, guys.
The Wonder Woman.
Cameron, Explorer of the Sea. So, yeah.
I think that's it, boys.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
Yes, sir.
End of the podcast. We're going to see you guys all next week, hopefully with cheery-eyed smiles and... I don't know. Anything else you want to do?
It is free on, hey, it is free on Pluto TV, just so you know.
I haven't done this in a minute, so I'm going to throw it out there. If you haven't yet, please rate the podcast.
For the love of God.
Comment on it. Go do that.
And you know what else you should do? It helps us a lot, even if you... just download it and delete it later. If you download it, it helps significantly more.
Even if you don't listen to it, just share it.
Just download it.
Everybody that leaves a review, we're going to put into a drawing for a gift card with a value of $1.
With a value of one rental of a movie of our choice.
From Blockbuster all the way along the west coast of the United States.
The one that's left in Alaska. Yeah.
No, yeah. If you can, please go and rate and subscribe and also, you know, review anything you can do. And share it with a friend. Share it with a fucking enemy. I don't care. Send it to somebody you hate. Tell them, suck my dick. Watch fucking Tremors, asshole.
Jesus.
Do that.
Suck my worm in Tremors.
Put on Speed, motherfucker. Watch that shit. That's what I want you to do. Christine, suck my ass. That's what I want you to do.
There it is.
Anything you can do.
That's it.
Send us.
Okay. Yeah,
send us your love. If you get on, if you want to, we're gonna probably post up here soon. We're gonna need some more requests for movies, like what you want us to watch, because we're happy to do that. We're gonna try to change a little bit of what we're doing for some extra bonus episodes for us to build up a stock of some, you know, vacation time, you know, all that fun stuff.
Summer is here. So
go through and, you know, rate and subscribe. That helps us a ton.
Yeah.
So,
but
if you can, do that. If not, great. And you know what? In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I love that.